Welcome, everyone. Yep, closer and closer to the new year. And a very happy new year wish from all the radio stations that carry the good stuff. And, of course, Kim and myself here at the Good Stuff program.
The holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Ricky Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction up in Winter, South Dakota, hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas.
And
happy new year.
And, of course, season's greetings from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. And as we get closer and closer to the new year and winding down 2025 and Christmas, what do you have to share, Kim?
If I were Santa.
If you were Santa, okay.
Yeah. If I were Santa, you know what I'd do. I'd dump silly gifts that are given to you and deliver some things just inside your front door. Things you have lost, but treasured before. I'd give you back all your maidenly vigor, and to go along with it, a neat, tiny figure. Then restore the old color that once graced your hair before rinses and bleaches took residence there. I'd bring back the shape with which you were gifted, so things now suspended need not be uplifted. I'd draw in your tummy and smooth down your back until you'd be a dream in those tight-fitting slacks. I'd remove all your wrinkles and leave only one chin so you wouldn't spend hours rubbing grease on your skin. You'd never have flashes or queer dizzy spells, and you wouldn't hear noises like ringing of bells. No sore aching feet and no corns on your toes. No searching for spectacles when they're right on your nose. Not a shot would you take in your arm, hip, or fanny from a doctor who thinks you're a nervous old granny. You'd never have a headache, so no pills would you take, and no heating pad needed, since your muscles won't ache. If I were Santa, I'd give a lift to your heart when those wolves start to whistle, and the joys of your heart would be light as a thistle. But alas, I'm not Santa, I'm just me, the matronliest of matrons you ever did see. I wish I could tell you all the symptoms I've got, but I'm due at my doctor's for an estrogen shot. Even though we've grown older, this wish is sincere. Merry Christmas to all and Happy New Year.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visitvalentine.com. That's where you start to plan a 2026 vacation right here in Cherry County in the Valentine area. Whether it's a trip down the scenic Niobrara River, a visit to Quiet Trails International Area, or international dark skies at Merritt Reservoir, or simply an ice fishing trip, go to visitvalentine.com. And I have some New Year thoughts from The Connection. Back in 2007, actually, this came out. Just a few things to think about. Teaching kids to count is fine, but teaching them what counts is best. Something else as we go into 2026, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And while an original is always hard to find, it's always easy to recognize. One more of those today, only the person who has faith in themselves is able to be faithful to others. I don't know the author on those, but I'll have more on another edition of The Good Stuff.
And you can discover the pulse of agriculture from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News wishes you a happy 2026.
What else do you got on the agenda today?
I got a few little short ones. My New Year's resolution was to drop my bad habits, but no one likes a quitter.
That's true.
I love when they drop the ball in Times Square. It's a nice reminder of what I did all year.
Didn't get a lot done, huh?
Oh, man. A woman took an afternoon nap on New Year's Eve. When she woke up, she told her husband, "I just dreamed that you gave me a diamond ring for a New Year's present. What do you think it all means?" He replied, "Aha, you'll know tonight." At midnight, her husband handed her a small gift-wrapped present. Excited, she opened it quickly, but was even more surprised. In it was a book titled, The Meaning of Dreams.
Not what she was expecting,
no,
right?
No, I don't think so.
You know, miracles happen to those who believe in them. So, make sure you believe in miracles. As we wind down 2025, thanks to all the radio stations for carrying the Good Stuff radio program. And if you have something to contribute coming up, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And please keep listening for more of the Good Stuff.